This is Archer of Archer.com, and today is, what is today? Oh, it's Thursday. Oh, Thursday, October 1st. We've made it to October. I just realized that. I did change my calendars this morning, but when I was looking up at the calendar, I just realized that it is actually October 1st. And now you hear my chair squeaking, and I may be burping. But anyway, I haven't podcasted for I think it was more than a week. Maybe it was exactly a week. I don't remember. But I had things I want to talk about today. And one being that I am still listening to podcasts. I heard on Big Fatty's show, I don't know where he's finding these old clips of different shows, but he's had me on there a couple times recently. But anyway, I commented on Jeremiah's phone call yesterday on Big Fatty's blog, and he got like all kinds of excited because I left a comment. And he made it sound kind of like I wasn't listening anymore. But I am still listening. I actually listen to a lot of podcasts. I know some of you think that I don't listen to your shows, but I do. I listen to Arthur and Big Fatty, of course. And when Dubious Intent will be back to podcasting, I listen to them. I listen to Foul Monkeys from Bostonia, GPRN, Little Aussie Battler, Little Fatty Cast, West Stone. I just listened to West Stone today. He posted one today. John Ong, I know, has been in Malaysia for a while, so he hasn't posted a show. At least nothing has shown up in the feed. But I still listen to him and Omar and Ramble Redhead. And these other people have not posted a show. Oh, I still listen to Stars and Tartan. And, of course, Vera. And We're Mean Because You're Stupid. They posted a show just recently. And Too Political and Yeast Radio. But, so I just want people to know that I am still listening. So that's one thing. And then things I wanted to comment on. Last night was the very first Joy Behar show on HLN. They call it HLN now. I don't know why I think that's stupid. It's Headline News Network. HLN? Headline News. Yeah, Headline News Network. And I watched part of it. And it was okay. It wasn't, totally blew me away or anything. I mean, she of course, she had some politics, and she had Bette Midler on there, and it was a pretty good show, but I don't know. I don't think I'm going to tune in on a regular basis. You know, I love Joy Behar because of The View, but I don't think I need to be watching that show, you know, every day, actually, because my DVR is filling up very fast because I have so many shows that are recording on it. Actually, I have one thing that's showing up a lot, or taking up a lot of space on the DVR, is the Ken Burns National Parks movie thing, whatever, his latest film. Because those shows are like 2 hours long, and it's just chewing up the DVR, so I have to watch stuff right away. And speaking of watching stuff, last night, even though I had the DVR recording them, I actually watched the new ABC Comedy Wednesday shows. I watched all four of them. That new one, Hank with Kelsey Grammer, not that great. And then that new show with Patricia Heaton called The Middle, or just Middle, something like that. Oh my God, that show was so funny. I know, well, I don't really like Patricia Heaton, but in this show, she was actually funny. The little kid is actually the funny part of that show. He was so funny when he was touching the lady's boob, saying, you know, Miss So-and-so, I want to tell you what's happened to me. I want to tell you what happened to me. And he's like, hitting her boob, touching her boob. It was so funny. And then, of course, they had I don't know why I say of course. I don't know why I say that. But part of the show, the parents had a conference with the teacher, and the teacher said, you know, your child is different, blah, blah, blah. And they were like, well, we're not going to do anything about it. And she said, your son's best friend is his backpack. I just thought that was the funniest thing. The funniest thing. So anyway. Yeah, so I actually like new Comedy Wednesday on ABC. It reminds me, I'm sure some of you might remember this. Do you remember the days of must-see TV when it was Friends, Seinfeld, there was like four shows all right in a row, and then ended with ER on Thursday nights, and they called it must-see TV. I think that might have even started when The Cosby Show was on NBC. I don't remember, but this now this Wednesday, four shows in a row that's not reality shows, they're actual sitcoms, you know, because we're going back to sitcoms now, and ABC's calling it Comedy Wednesday, and I think it's working. Now, if you heard that little noise, that's my RSS reader telling me that somebody has posted something there. And it's guys with iPhones. I should quit that so it doesn't make the noise. Anyway, so I'm liking the Wednesday comedy, Comedy Wednesday on ABC. Now, I don't know, I'm sure some of you have. Did you see that video of the congressman, Alan Grayson, Democrat from Florida, who was telling people what the Republican health care plan was when he said, the Republican's health care plan is don't get sick. And if you do get sick, die quick. Excuse me. I thought that was interesting. Now, of course, some people, the Republicans, are calling for him to apologize and be admonished and all that stuff. But Nancy Pelosi said, absolutely not, do not apologize, because they don't have a plan. They have no plan that they've offered up. It's don't get sick, and if you do get sick, die fast. I thought that guy was great, and I hope he does not apologize. Screw them. So, what else? Oh, did you see that on, I don't know if you got it, it was part of your Facebook thing, but there was that poll on Facebook, should Obama die or should Obama be killed? Well, the Secret Service did an investigation, and they found out that it was actually a kid who posted that on there, and they went to the kid's house and talked to the parents and, you know, found out that the kid, you know, was just a, it was a single incident that he was just a, you know, like a stupid kid, and they did not think there was any further investigation needed. Yeah, so, stupid kid. God, kids are stupid. And last thing, I'm going to play a little audio here. This I saw on ABC News tonight, and this is the kind of shit that, you know, absolutely drives me crazy. And this, of course, takes place in the South. There's this one high school. I don't even know if this is the only high school this occurs at, but at this one high school, when they have a football game and the football players run onto the field, the cheerleaders make these big banners for the football players to run through. Well, written on the banners are scriptures, you know, from things, sayings from the Bible. And one parent said, you know, asked, you know, is this really something that we should be doing? Should we have, you know, do you really think that that's right? And so the superintendent of that school system said, no more religious banners on at school, you know, sponsored football games and stuff like that. So well, I really cheered about that. But if listen to this this clip from ABC News, as I sit up here, listen to this clip from ABC News and tell me what you think about the end when, that was my goodness, I was burping. I was trying to be like Big Fatty. Anyway, listen to the end of the report because it's Ron Claiborne. And he does the whole report and then he tells what the alternative is, that they're going to still make banners, but they're going to be outside the football game, but still on school property. I thought that was crazy. And then, of course, Charlie Gibson says, we want you to, you know, chime in on this. Do you think the school should allow the religious banners? Well, no, of course not. That, anyway, listen to this. It's like 2 minutes long, and then I'll come back and say a couple more things.
The latest battle in the country's war over religion in public schools has just flared up in northwest Georgia. There, a school system has suddenly put a stop to a high school football team's custom, the cheerleaders holding up banners with Bible verses. The decision has touched off anger and maybe a creative solution. Ron Claiborne is in Fort Oglethorpe, Georgia.
For nearly 10 years, the Lakeview Fort Oglethorpe Warriors raced onto the field bursting through banners like this one. Commit to the Lord, whatever you do, it read, a verse from Proverbs. The Warriors are off to a winning season, and everyone, it seemed, was a fan of the tradition.
Our football team is doing great this year, and I think the signs helped to encourage them and get them pumped up for the games.
But today, that tradition has been abruptly ended. After the mother of a student raised questions about the banners, the school superintendent decided they were unconstitutional and ripe for a lawsuit.
It broke my heart to have to tell those girls that they could not display that message on the football field.
Almost everyone we spoke to today was brokenhearted too.
The students and the cheerleaders, football players, we all, as a student organization, want to do it. Not just the teachers, but the students and the whole community.
I think it's horrible. I really do. I think it's terrible.
We've had them for so long, it's a tradition, and it's just wrong that they're taking them away.
Dear Lord, thank you for this day.
Back in 2000, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that a Texas high school had to end pregame prayers over the football field's PA system because it amounted to an endorsement of religion. In this case, the superintendent felt cheerleaders having religious banners on the field was unconstitutional.
I hate it.
But you understand the legal
reason? I do understand that.
Tomorrow night, many of the students here plan to gather in this field on school property, just about 100 yards away from the football stadium, carrying banners much like those that the cheerleaders carried, with religious inscriptions on them. A compromise, perhaps, but either way, tomorrow there will be football beneath the Friday night lights, and religious banners will once again rise to fire up the team, just not together. Ron Claiborne, ABC News, Fort Oglethorpe, Georgia.
And this is one where we're curious what you think. Should the school allow those religious banners? You can weigh in at our blog, The World Newser, at abcnews.com.
You see what I mean? Wasn't that, first of all, those people are absolute idiots. Do they not realize that you cannot have, you know, religious things in schools? Like they noted the 2000 Supreme Court ruling that you can't have prayers at the beginning of football games, so that's religious. And if you, so you certainly shouldn't be able to support one religion by having the Bible's Bible verses on your banner. So no, and that all those people saying, "Oh no, we're very upset about it, and we miss it." It's like, well, you're an idiot. You should know better. You're in high school. You're learning. You know, you should know better that you should not be mixing religion with education. Just drives me crazy. Anyway, so I don't know what you thought about that clip, but this makes me go to one more thing that in terms of religion in school. And this happened in my school. We have a meeting once a week on Thursdays to talk about all different kinds of shit. Well, this Thursday was to talk about the school plan, and that is what your school plans to work on during the year to improve whatever, test scores or whatever. And one of ours is a service learning project or character education. I think it's character education. And they want to instill in the students, you know, good behavior and all this kind of crap. And one of their things is that they would like to institute the golden rule. And my first question was then was, where did the golden rule come from? Is that a religious thing, the golden rule? And no one knew. But one thing they said was, in going through all of the major religions in the world, all the major religions have a golden rule. So we thought that would be a good thing to implement here. I was like, why are you basing this on religions? I'm kind of glad that you looked at all the major religions, but why are you having religion be the determining factor to use this, you know, golden rule to have kids, you know, behave or, you know, whatever the thing is. It just drove me crazy. I turned to one of my fag hags and I said, really? Religion? Do you really need to refer to religion for this? I'm looking up the golden rule right now on Google, and I want to see what it says. Ethic of reciprocity. I can never say that word. Reciprocity. It says, the ethic of reciprocity, more commonly known as the golden rule, is an ethical code that states one has a right to just treatment and a responsibility to ensure justice for others. Reciprocity is arguably the most essential basis for modern religion of modern concept of human rights. Though it has its critics, a key element of the Golden Rule is that a person attempting to live by this rule treats all people, not just members of his or her in-group, with consideration. Okay, well, that's not a bad thing. That is absolutely not a bad thing. However, I'm trying to see if there's based on religion. No, it says cultures. Gee, maybe I should have done a little research before I got all upset about it. Duh. Oh, no, wait, here we go. Buddhism, Baha faith, Christianity, Confucianism, Hinduism, Islam. There's something about the golden rule in all these different religions. Yeah, see, I don't like it being tied to religion. Why can't it just be treat others as you would like to be treated and not make it a religious thing? Now, see, there I go. So I was not wrong at all. All right. Well, that's all I have to say about that. I'm going to stop talking. But, so I'm back and I'm listening. So, you know, whatever. Anyway, you know what? I need some voicemail. So give me some voicemail. I'm not going to be like Ricky, though, and say I'm not going to put out a show if you don't call the voicemail line. Call and comment on any of the things that I'm talking about. That's what you really should do anyway. All right, well, boys and girls, that is all I have for today, and I don't know when I'll podcast again. I was actually thinking that maybe, because the boyfriend's coming over to my house this weekend, that maybe I would try to get the boyfriend to talk with me on this voice recorder on the iPod Nano and see what it sounds when two people are trying to talk. So that would be interesting. Anyway, have a great weekend, and I'm sure I'll talk to you one day next week. So until next time, bye.
Usher Ray.